For decades, the states and their residents have relied upon DHS and its predecessors to protect their employees by enforcing the law as Congress has written it. Once again, neither the DACA memorandum nor its underlying record gives any consideration of these reliance interests. That reliance claim is a jab at the U.S. Supreme Court, which blocked President Donald Trump's cancellation of DACA on the ground that his deputies did not adequately recognize the reliance of migrants on their DACA work permits. On page 64, Hannon said the claims by DACA advocates would allow presidents to award work permits to as many foreigners as he wishes. Using the government's logic, echoed by the defendant interveners in this case, the executive branch could theoretically still give every illegal alien currently resident in the United States lawful status, if DHS were to do it in smaller numbers, group by group. This cannot be a correct interpretation of the law. Each year, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce. They are forced by their government to compete against a growing population of illegal migrants, against 1 million new legal immigrants, and the resident workforce of roughly 2 million temporary guest workers. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal immigration, visa workers, and illegal migration undermine democratic self-government, fracture American society, move money away from Americans' pocketbooks, and worsen living costs for American families. Migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York. The case is Texas v. United States, number 1:18 CV00068 in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas.